I want to thank everybody again for coming. And my plan tonight is to not take very much time, but I do want to follow the Lord. I feel very weighted down. I want to share just a few verses of Scripture from 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Second Chronicles 7, beginning with verse 12. It says, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." The 14th verse is very common to us. You know, we hear this used a lot. Sometimes we might quote it and really not give due consideration to it. I believe God's on our side. I do. I believe the Lord has always been for His people. And I'll tell you something else, and I mentioned this morning the state of our nation and how that the Bible gives us many examples that when a nation has trouble, that the thing to do is to turn to the Lord. I mean, that's, we can read about that over and over and over in the Scriptures. And Solomon made this statement in the Proverbs. He said, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people." The 33rd Psalm, I believe it is, perhaps Psalm 33 and 12 maybe, says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Now, that would be more than just a nation that says He is. That would be a nation that follows Him. That would be a nation that obeys Him. And so, the Lord is with us. And we have, we have many problems that I believe that we will all admit that as a nation of people that we have brought on ourselves, by turning away from the Lord. And not wanting to, not wanting to be ruled by Him, and not wanting to be governed by the Lord, not wanting to govern ourselves according to His Word. You know, there has never been a better form of government than a theocracy. There's never been anything better than a nation of people just listening to the Lord and obeying Him and letting Him be king and letting Him be their ruler. We have a responsibility as the people of God. That's who was addressed here in these verses that I read. The world is not going to fix the problems. The wicked are not going to fix the problem. And we have a responsibility as the people of God. I've said this before, and I believe this is true. This nation, you know, we have not been, we're not in the shape we're in, and we've not become a sinful nation because we've had bad leaders. We've had bad leaders because we've become a sinful nation. And God made us a great promise here. If we really stop and think about it. Now, let's read it again. Let's read the 14th verse again. The if there is a big word, isn't it? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So we are told here that we have to do more than pray. We have to be first in the right condition to pray. There, you know, the mention of prayer here is preceded by us humbling ourselves. And the Bible says that God resists the proud, but He gives grace unto the humble. And so it says first that we must humble ourselves. And you know, if we look throughout, and particularly through the Old Testament scriptures, the examples that we have of God coming to the rescue of His people, coming to their aid, we find that they were in a condition, they had reached a state where they were broken. They were broken. And they were, you know, they were not just offering up perhaps some type of half-hearted prayer to God. They were crying out to the Lord. I mean, from the very depths of their heart, they were crying out to the Lord in the midst of their troubles. And if you read in the book of Exodus, in the third chapter of Exodus, if you read about how that God had spoke to Moses out of the midst of that burning bush and had revealed unto him His will, that He wanted him to go back, that He would send him back to the Pharaoh to tell him to let the people go. The Bible tells us that the people of Israel there in Egypt, they had got the Lord's attention. They had got His attention because they were crying out to Him. They were crying out by reason of their bondage because of the great trouble that they were in. They were crying out to God to the point where God said, I have heard their cries. I've heard their cries by reason of their taskmasters. And I don't know about you, but I know that I have had this question many times. I believe that certainly we are concerned. I wouldn't dispute that. I certainly believe that we are concerned, but I really question if the state of things has broken our hearts the way that it should have. And so, you know, we tell people, we tell people who are lost, and I've said this before, and I've never had anybody take issue with me over this. We tell people who are lost, and they come up here, and they bow down here at the mourner's bench and pray, or they pray back there at their seat, and sometimes they go a long time, and they don't get anywhere. And, you know, if they even begin to inquire, we say, well, you just haven't yet trusted in the Lord. Because God's Word tells us and teaches us that for anybody that will repent of their sins and fully trust in the Lord, that He will save them. And so we tell them, if need be, that if they haven't yet been saved, then they just haven't yet, you know, repented of their sins and placed their trust in the Lord to His satisfaction. Well, you know, we have a promise here as God's people. God said, if my people will do this. You know, God never goes back on a promise. And He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, if my people will do these things, He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God said, I will do this. When we meet these conditions, He said, I will perform this. Well, there's another big requirement in there, isn't there? God said, if my people humble themselves, if my people pray, my people seek my face, if my people turn from their wicked ways. Oh, surely we don't have wicked ways, do we? Oh, I believe so. I believe so. And so, you know, we have to, you know, realize that the Lord requires all of this of us. We've got to come before Him humbled. We've got to come before Him and pray. We've got to seek His face. And we've got to turn from our wicked ways. We've got to turn from, you know, anything about us that the Lord is not satisfied with. We've got to turn from those things. And then we can look to the promise that God has given to hear our prayer, to forgive our sin, and to fulfill His promise to heal our land. If you look in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when the children of Judah were going to be overtaken, they were facing the Moabites and the Ammonites, and King Jehoshaphat knew that they were not, that their army was not strong enough to battle the army of the Moabites and the Ammonites. He knew that in a physical match that they would be greatly defeated. And the Bible says that Jehoshaphat, he proclaimed a fast throughout all the land. and set his face